Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is clear and calm tonight, with mild temperatures in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, making it a pleasant evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, in the last few minutes, Iran's Pezeshkian has called for an end to the conflict, emphasizing Tehran's position of strength. Also, I-24 News reported earlier this hour that Pezeshkian's comments come as Kalibaf warns that Iran cannot continue under the current economic pressures. Also this hour, Mariv reports that Turkey seeks a red notice from Interpol against Benjamin Netanyahu, though a decision is still pending. Separately, the UK threatens sanctions after Israel opens bids for new settler homes in E1, as reported by JTA this morning. And finally, Axios highlighted that Syria's foreign minister criticized Israel's bombing of an airbase, calling it unjustified, in a report from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Open source analyst OSINT6113 posted just minutes ago that Iranian Foreign Minister Araghchi has criticized Western sanctions, claiming they have consistently failed over the years. Meanwhile, Ynet Global shared earlier today about Odelia Ozel, who transitioned from a Coca-Cola career to creating a luxury swimwear brand popular among Israeli celebrities. Finally, Joe Truesman noted that Israel's Prime Minister's office views Turkey's moves in Syria as aggressive, suggesting strategic implications following recent IDF strikes. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran, the Jerusalem Post reports that Pezeshkian urges for an end to the ongoing conflict, asserting Iran's readiness to defend itself. He claims Tehran has strengthened its position amidst ongoing tensions. This statement reflects Iran's strategic posturing during heightened regional instability. Turning to Turkey and Netanyahu, Mariv notes that Turkey is advancing an Interpol request for a red notice against the Israeli Prime Minister. This follows accusations against Netanyahu, though Interpol has not yet made a decision. The move could strain diplomatic relations between the two nations. Meanwhile, the UK's potential sanctions, as highlighted by JTA, come in response to Israel's decision to open bids for E1 settler homes. This action has drawn international condemnation from several European countries and Canada. The development could further complicate Israel's diplomatic ties with key allies. Finally, Axios reveals that Syria's foreign minister has condemned Israel's airstrike on the Abu al-Duhur airbase, claiming that it was unwarranted. This strike has increased tensions involving U.S. allies in the region. The incident underscores the complex military dynamics at play in Syria. Turning to business news. First, Mariv Business reports that Para Gadara has become a popular venue for small events, focusing on high-quality meat dishes, enhancing its reputation for festive dining experiences. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights that Ashdod Port ended the quarter with a 9% increase in operating profit, reflecting ongoing strategic improvements and financial growth. And finally, Keytech questions whether Israel is capitalizing on the AI infrastructure wave, as investor Chen Zvi points out the importance of not just participating in the AI revolution, but also leading it. That's all for now from Israel 18 News, Joash Ben-Hitstride. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.